from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, July 3rd, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. The Conservative Judicial Watch Organization has filed a federal lawsuit demanding access to Washington, D.C. streets to paint its own messages. After the city painted Black Lives Matter on one street, they also allowed protesters to paint their own defund the police message next to it. Two, the next phase of the culture war appears to be upon us. A left-leaning Massachusetts city has declared it will recognize polyamorous relationships following a unanimous city council vote. How long before a Supreme Court case on this subject? And, well, how will John Roberts vote on it? And number one, is the United States the greatest country in the world? A new USA Today poll taken just before the July 4th holiday finds a sharp divide on that question along partisan and ideological lines to perhaps no one's surprise. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. More on that poll in just a moment. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll talk this hour with Clay Clark, host of the Thrive Time radio show on America's economy, and Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center. Also with us on this final hour of the week as we go into the Independence Day holiday. We've got fireworks locally tonight in Hillsdale. We also have a parade, and I don't know how much I want to say about this because I don't have this independently confirmed. I'll put it that way. I have been told by a couple of people that there is some pressure from Lansing to shut down the parade that's scheduled for Hillsdale this afternoon, that the police should not allow it to take place, that it doesn't conform with social distancing requirements as laid down by the governor. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever been to the Independence Day Parade in Hillsdale. Maybe it's a small number of you out there. It's a small town. It's a small parade. We've been there the past 4 years. We've never sat anywhere close to 6 feet, within 6 feet of someone else, ever. Social distancing should not be a problem. And, of course, there's the double standard of saying protests are fine. The governor joining protests, the lieutenant governor joining protests, standing shoulder to shoulder, walking in the streets, while not allowing or trying to disallow a parade that's happening to celebrate our nation's independence. So we'll see. I believe all systems are still go for the parade this afternoon. But there is a little bit of consternation about what is going to happen and some pressure apparently from Lansing as well. So I'll shoot Steve an email if I hear anything else or anything else happens, so to speak, regarding that this afternoon. We're prepared for it. We're prepared for the parade. Scott Bertram filling in here at Hillsdale College, where I serve as the general manager of the student radio station, also teach in the journalism department. You can find my podcasts all over the place. NationalReview.com has Political Beats. We talk with people in and around the world of politics about their favorite band or musical artist. Fun Times, a deep dive into the discographies of those bands or artists. The Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast, the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine stations. Special Independence Day edition this weekend. You can also find it at fine podcast sites like SoundCloud, Apple Podcast, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn. It's all over the place. Just search for the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. This poll from the USA Today, is the United States the greatest country in the world? Now, I know if I polled this audience, this here Steve Gruber Show audience, we'd probably have 98% yes, and that's within the margin of error where it could be 100% saying yes. Not the case in the USA Today poll, as you might expect. One-third of those surveyed, one-third, called the United States the greatest country in the world. 28% said it was one of the greatest. So it's a grand total of 60% saying it's the greatest country in the world or one of the greatest countries in the world. 12% surveyed said the United States was an average country, 12%. And a quarter, 24%, say it has fallen behind the other major countries in the world. 3% said the United States was one of the worst countries in the world. I guess alongside North Korea, Cuba, China, although perhaps that 3% would prefer to be in China. I can't speak for them. But yeah, right there with the with those countries, the United States, according to 3% who responded to the survey. Almost 9 in 10 Trump voters, 87%, said the U.S. was the greatest or one of the greatest countries in the world. 6 in 10 Biden voters say it was average, has fallen behind, or is one of the worst. 60% of Biden voters do not believe America is a great country. Think about that. Also a difference along racial lines. Whites more likely than blacks to say the U.S. was the greatest country, 35% compared to 20%. Blacks more likely than whites to say the country has fallen behind by about that same split. A solid majority of Republicans and conservatives say that the U.S. is the greatest country in the world. Democrats and liberals, alarmed by President Trump's actions, believe the country is moving in the wrong direction. That can't be a surprise, right? 67% of Americans say the country is on the wrong track. Just 20% said it was headed in the right direction. It's an interesting time to take the temperature on that question, considering, you know, the global pandemic that's currently happening. They did do a head-to-head matchup on the presidential race. Biden led by 12 points, 53-41. But the president, President Trump, had a significant edge in the enthusiasm in his supporters. And that can't be discounted. 1,000 registered voters in the poll, 3% margin of error. But the top line, just 32% of Americans say the U.S. is the greatest country in the world. Again, I think if you sample listeners to this year program, you'd find that number to be substantially higher. But around the country, at least 60% said it was the greatest or one of the greatest. You want an okay takeaway? If you know, I'll use this opportunity to talk a bit about the place where I am, Hillsdale College. It's a great place to be. And if you think people should know more about this great country and how great it actually is, if you think students should learn more about the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, why they are important, why they still matter today. If you think it's important to reach out to the, 24% who say America has fallen behind the other major countries of the world. Well, we do outreach too, online courses and much, much more through social media, online.hillsdale.edu for those online courses on the Constitution, on the Declaration, on the American founding, on the great history of this country. We can't do any of it. We don't take any money from the government, not from the state nor from the federal government. We can't do it without your help. Hillsdale.edu, Hillsdale.edu to learn more and perhaps lend a hand to the effort on this Independence Day weekend. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Craig Stiles about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.